Vermont's two main health insurers say they'll need to increase premiums significantly next year. Proposed rate hikes for some plans exceed 18%. State regulators say it's a major setback in Vermont's efforts to bend the health care cost curve. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, industry experts say the proposed rate increases could compel some Vermonters to drop their health insurance altogether.
Last week, in a cramped conference room in Montpelier City Hall, state regulators held a public hearing on the proposed rate increases from Vermont's two main private health insurers. It was not the first time Kevin Wagner had attended one of these events.
We keep having to come tell these stories year after year.
Wagner is a Bradford resident, and he's one of the 80,000 or so Vermonters who buy insurance through Vermont Health Connect.
We basically have to plead for our lives, but yeah, like the end result is the same, that like people just shrug their shoulders and say, well, you know, we'd like to help you, but I guess there's nothing we can do about it.
The room at the public hearing last week was filled with people like Wagner, people who say the price of health insurance has exceeded what they're able to afford. And Kevin Mullen, who chairs the Green Mountain Care Board, says he shares their frustration.
The reality is that Vermonters are not seeing income raises anywhere close to what's been proposed for the increases in these plans.
The Green Mountain Care Board is the five-person panel that will decide whether or not to approve the proposed rate increases. When Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont filed that proposed rate increase earlier this year, Mullen needed only one word to describe his reaction.
Shock. You know, it was pretty tough to swallow those type of requests.
The average proposed rate hike across all of Blue Cross's plans is 15.6%. MVP, which has about 40% of the private health insurance market in Vermont, is seeking an average rate increase of 11%. With numbers like that, Mullen says he fears Vermont, which has long had one of the lowest rates of uninsured residents in the nation, will begin to see an increase in the number of people who decide to go without.
The younger population is going to take a look and they're going to do an analysis and say, this is what it's going to cost me for my insurance. Should I gamble?
Mullen isn't the only one who's worried about the prospect of Vermonters dropping health insurance. Even the company that's proposing the rate hike says they could price some Vermonters out of the system. Sarah Teachout is the Director of Government and Public Relations at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont.
And I think we heard that at the meeting last night, that some consumers believe that they'll be priced out of the marketplace and they may take the risk to not have health insurance.
Teachout was referring there to the public hearing on proposed rate increases, the hearing where people like Erica Dodge of Morrisville tried to underscore the consequences of such a steep increase in insurance premiums.
We are faced with daycare, healthcare, our mortgage. It's just the cost of living on the rise cannot be sustained here.
Dodge, an architect, says she and her husband both have good jobs, but even with two solid incomes, she says they already face tough healthcare decisions, like the one she had to make 3 weeks ago when her daughter spiked a 105-degree fever.
And on the back of my mind, I didn't want to take her to the emergency room because I didn't want to be faced with a multiple $1,000 bill. I wasn't even sure how much it would be, and I shouldn't have to make those decisions.
Sarah Teachout says Blue Cross appreciates and understands consumers' frustration, but she says there isn't a whole lot Blue Cross can do to blunt the pain.
Our rates and the rate increases reflect the cost of health care that our members are consuming.
And Teachout says prescription drug costs account for more than half of the proposed rate increase for 2020.
When I say prescription drugs, I mean specialty drugs are really the driver behind this. And those are drugs that are used to treat chronic conditions and rare diseases.
Blue Cross has identified other reasons for the proposed premium spikes, the return of the federal insurer tax, for example, or the rising cost of medical care, or increases in medical utilization, which it says are the result of Vermont's aging demographics. Mullen says his board would love nothing more than to reject the proposed rate increases, to tell Blue Cross and MVP that premium hikes can't, for example, exceed the rate of inflation. But he says rates need to cover the insurance claims that Blue Cross and MVP will incur next year, or neither company will have the resources to continue operating.
By statute, we have to make sure that we're not endangering the insurers by endangering their solvency.
Vermonters like Kevin Wagner and Erica Dodge are hoping their solvency will count for something, too. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.